Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Isn't it a little hard now to blame the high food prices on corn-based ethanol? All spring and summer, the food manufacturing companies pointed their finger at corn going to fuel and used that as an excuse to jack up their prices. But now corn, soybean, and wheat prices are cut in half from their summer highs. Food companies are raking in record profits. Corn's cheap again. This week I was on the combine harvesting that golden grain. We have a near record crop in this country this year. All the complaining and finger pointing at high grain prices has proven to be a convenient excuse for food companies to raise prices. Bread prices climbed 20%. Hershey announced a 10% price increase last week. I don't think cocoa competes with corn for cropland. Food companies are outperforming the six stock market, Kellogg's and General Mills and Nestle. Profits up more than 10%. Doesn't sound like the food company's bottom line has suffered. Since high grain prices were the reason for raising food prices, maybe lower grain prices could be a reason to reduce food prices. Of course, we know they won't do that. Now, I'm not really critical of the food companies for making money. They do a terrific job. Our cost of food in this country is the most reasonably priced in the world. With all the noise about expensive food overall, we're just looking at about a 5% increase. My bone to pick with the grocery manufacturers is that they funded a major campaign to discredit ethanol, blaming the food price increase on ethanol, and then use that as an excuse to raise prices. The market will have a lot to sort out. Farm costs are up too. The cost of raising a bushel of corn next year is estimated to be double what it was 2 years ago. We are applying nitrogen now to feed next year's corn crop. It costs double what it did a year ago. The food industry in this country does a terrific job. I just think we should avoid a family fight. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss good.